What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Shit is About to Get Real for the Modern Female. Now, some of you guys are gonna notice that my lights go on and off, the dashboard lights will go on and off. Guys, this is a 2001 Mercedes-Benz E320. My family had it for decades. And as you guys know, my Mercedes S430, God took it from me. So they took this one out of storage, and I'm driving it around until God decides to take this one away from me. So this is why you will see the dashboard lights going on and off. And for a car like this, I mean, if this is worst case scenario, having dashboard lights go on and off at 175,000 miles. Yes, we did have some other work done to it because it was in storage for so long. I would suggest this would be like the least of my worries, having dashboard lights go on and off. The fuel gauge is not working. So just for the heck of it, every couple of days I put in a full tank of gas. That way I don't have the car stalling on me in the middle of the road. Though that did happen a couple of days ago because I just didn't know how much gas I had in it. Anyways, getting right into this video. Shit is about to get real for women. Now, for those of you guys who should be watching the news, I know a lot of you guys don't watch the news like CNN, shit like that. But, you know, if you guys surf the internet, you know, try to get some daily news out there just to see what's going on in the world around you, you will notice that Turkey has hyperinflation due to the fact that their currency has fallen. Their currency, you know, it got really bad in Turkey like a week ago, where their money lost, you know, like 60-70% of its value compared to the US dollar, but now it has stabilized to 40%. So what's happening in Turkey, guys, is runaway inflation because the Turkish lira is losing its value compared to the American dollar. Again, it lost 40% of its value. It actually lost significantly more than that, but as of recent, it has stabilized. Nevertheless, a lot of people in Turkey went cray-cray because in Turkey, they don't have credit cards, they don't have welfare, they don't have social security. They probably have that, but you know, again, social security doesn't work until you're in your 60s anyway. But they just don't have safety nets in Turkey like we do in America. Now, what happened in Turkey, guys, was a test run by the Zionists to see how people are gonna react when runaway inflation happens. Turkey is a country of 90 million people. It's a perfect country between East and West. You know, the East, it represents Islam. The West, it represents, because, you know, part of Turkey is actually in Europe. So Turkey literally is the bridge between Eastern countries like Muslim countries and Western nations like Europe and America. So what happened in Turkey was a test run by the Zionists to see what will happen when hyperinflation takes place. Gentlemen, hyperinflation is gonna happen here in America. We are already seeing it by gas prices going up, you know, price of milk going up, but it's not runaway inflation. Runaway inflation, gentlemen, that's when shit is gonna really hit the fan. Turkey simply was a test run, yet their currency is beginning to stabilize. However, it lost 40% of its value compared to the American dollar, meaning that prices in Turkey have gone, meaning that inflation in Turkey is well into the double digits. So, how does this correlate with shit getting serious for women? You see, guys, This entire world that we live in, it's propped up by fake money. So imagine a Zionist being able to sit on a computer, punch in a couple of numbers, and boom, shaka laka 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 laka, your currency loses 40-50+% of its value in a matter of a couple of months. In fact, the Turkish lira lost most of its value compared to the American dollar in a couple of days. Now, you guys have to understand, if you're using gold and silver, like what God and His prophet tell us, there is no such thing as inflation when you are using gold and silver, because that is not fiat currency. Fiat currencies are manipulated. The dollar you have in your pocket, that can lose its value literally overnight. If gas shoots up from $3 a gallon to $6 a gallon, that dollar, even though it's still a dollar, it has lost its value. So everything we have around us, guys, is facade. Facade is Arabic for corruption. In fact, the word facade in Arabic, in English, or facade, I don't know how you pronounce it, F-A-C-A-D-E, it actually comes from the Arabic term for corruption, because a facade or a facade, depending on how you want to pronounce it, it simply means to put up a front. And the reality of the matter is, what you see is not really what's happening. So we live in a world today where women are having fun, they're making money, you know, they're getting all sorts of grants from governments and shit like that. But the reality of the matter, this is all one big front. So what happens when this front all of a sudden comes down like it did in Turkey? Women are gonna lose their shit. You know, a friend of mine, he's in Turkey right now. He's from a Western country. I'm not gonna say that Western country where he's from, but his money, his Western money, is going a very, very long way in Turkey. In fact, he actually bought an apartment in Turkey. He bought an apartment in Turkey for the equivalent of like 25,000 American dollars. I mean, here in America, man, $25,000, I mean, that's not even gonna get you a year's rent in your in a typical studio apartment. Yet this guy was able to buy a one bedroom apartment in Turkey for 25,000 American dollars. So this just goes to show you how powerful our currency is compared to their currency. So when our currency is strong, that means their currency is weak. If their currency is weak, that means the people over there are struggling like hell. Okay? So my friend, he's telling me that a lot of Turkish women are now showing interest in him because he is a rich foreigner. Now, by our standards, you know, he's okay, he's doing well. By no means is he rich by our Western standards, but by Turkish standards, he is doing very, very well, to the point where Turkish women are now pursuing him. In fact, Turkish women are pursuing him to the point where he's actually fearing for his safety, to the point where he's actually thinking, worst case scenario, he's gonna take off in his car and go seek asylum at his country's embassy if things get really bad for him. Now, you guys are probably wondering, Amr, you just said he's living like a king in Turkey. You just said that Turkish women are now showing interest in him. But yet you're telling us that he is fearing for his life to the point where he just might go to his country's respective embassy in Turkey to seek refuge over there if it gets really bad. What's going on? Well, special shout out to TFM. TFM, in his live streams, a lot of people are saying, hey, why don't we go to Puerto Rico? You know, Puerto Rico is an island. Granted, it's an American territory, but still, it's outside of America. So why don't we go to Puerto Rico? That way, we don't have to worry about all the bullshit happening in the continuous 48 states. And TFM, he tells you, if you are that one white guy in Puerto Rico and shit hits the fan because of a currency collapse or highway inflation, guess who they're gonna come after? They're gonna come after the rich foreigner. That's exactly what's happening to my friend in Turkey right now. They're coming after him. He's telling me that all these Turkish men, they hate him. They hate him because he has the money. They don't have the money, and the women are now chasing after my friend, my Western friend in Turkey. He's being chased after by the woman because he has the money and he has a place to live. You know, a lot of these Turkish people, they don't have their own homes. They rent. So he's telling me about this Turkish guy that he knows who was crying. He was crying. The Turkish guy was crying because what happens is that his wife is about to give birth, and the amount of money he has to pay to have his wife give birth in Turkey, the money that he has to pay now is not enough. So this guy does not have enough money for his pregnant Turkish wife to give birth. And he is literally crying because he doesn't have money to take care of his wife. He doesn't have enough money to let his Turkish son into this world, literally, because he doesn't have enough money to go over to the the hospital and have his wife give birth over there. So maybe his wife is gonna give birth in the middle of the street. We don't know. But the point that I'm trying to make to you guys is that once guys are no longer able to provide for their family, that's when they go crazy. You see, every guy out there who is in an LTR, especially if they're married, which is what most Turkish men are, you know, most Turkish men are married compared to having a girlfriend, right? So every man who's married, they know that the minute they cannot provide for their wife is going to leave them, and they're gonna hop on the cock of the next man who can provide them. This is why the Turkish guys are hating on my Western friend who's living in Turkey, because the woman want him due to the fact that he's able to provide not just a place to live, a place that he owns outright, but he's able to put food in their mouth. So you guys out there need to understand that shit is gonna get really bad for women here in America. Here in America, believe it or not, compared to Turkish men, we are very much red pill aware here in America compared to Turkish men. I said it before and I'm saying it again, guys. The biggest simps on the face of the planet are Middle Eastern Muslim men. Let me say that one more time. The biggest simps on the face of the planet are Muslim men. This is why you get somebody like me, Amer Metwali, who is so red pill and brutally honest, because I've seen Muslims simping firsthand. I know how simping really is when I see it in front of me in the Arab/Muslim community. So when you see the worst of something, then you know the best of that something would be the total opposite as the solution. This is why I tell you guys out there, don't get married, man. You know, I got married to an Egyptian woman who sucked my dick, made me French toast every morning, like C Boogie Productions would say. But at the end of the day, she was doing it simply because she wanted that green card. Now, a lot of you guys out there, when shit hits the fan, a lot of these women, and this, and I'm warning you guys, I'm warning you, okay? A lot of these women out there, guys, they're gonna change their tune. We are already seeing women going on Manosphere channels, right? Like Fresh and Fit and Kevin Samuels, where these women are like, yeah, I was a hardcore feminist, kill all men, girl power. You know, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. And now these women are like, yeah, we really need men. Men are awesome. Guys, these women deep down, they hate men, they resent men, they don't even like men. It's just that these women are beginning to wake up and realize that shit is gonna get really bad for them. So what they're doing is that they are playing the part of the chameleon, right? And what's happening here is that a lot of guys are gonna fall for it. You know, when a guy hears a woman saying, oh, I was anti-feminist, I hated all men, but now I've realized, you know, God, Allah, Jesus, Buddha, whatever, right? They have led me to the straight path, and now I realize men are awesome. Guys, these women are looking for a sucker to scam. Let me say that one more time. All these chameleon women who all of a sudden, I love men, men are awesome, they are looking for a sucker to scam. This is why I'm making this video for you guys. Because when shit gets really bad for women out there, I don't want anybody watching this video to get suckered in by these women. You see, the problem with the modern woman, guys, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again, women are fucking animals. If you go to a grizzly bear at Yellowstone and you say to the grizzly bear, listen, Mr. Grizzly Bear, a nuclear bomb is gonna fall on Yellowstone in an hour and everything within a 4-mile radius is gonna get Nagasaki, Hiroshima'd, why don't you go run for safety? The grizzly bear is gonna look at you like you're motherfucking retarded. This is why a lot of you guys out there, when you talk to women using logic, using reason, a woman would look at you with that look on her like, huh? It's because women are intellectually deficient, guys. Islam told us this 1400 plus years ago. Women are morally and intellectually deficient. This is why it makes absolutely no sense to bring women back onto the table and try to negotiate with them. It's because, again, women are all about looking out for themselves. You guys have to understand, in Turkey right now, it's cold in Turkey. Turkey has a lot of stray dogs that have rabies, and they'll bite you, they'll fucking kill you. So you guys have to look at it from a woman's perspective, right? A woman is all about survival. So a Turkish woman, she's saying to herself, should I act like a chameleon and hide the fact that I'm a rapid feminist, kill all men, or do I want to freeze my ass outside, die from hunger, and on top of all that, have fucking rabid dogs chase after me? No, the answer would be swallow your man-hating feminist pride and suck cock like you never sucked cock before, okay? Guys, women do not change. If a woman inherently is bad, women do not change. Again, Islam told us 1400 plus years ago, a woman is like the most crooked point of the most crooked rib bone. If you try to straighten her, she will break. So all these women out there, guys, all these women out there, guys, who are changing their tunes, who are gonna say, men are amazing, I love men, I went from hating men to loving men because of Jesus, Allah, you know, I found God. It's all bullshit, guys. This is a woman's survival instinct kicking in. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. Women are all about survival, okay? This is how the species kept on going, because women have to get, you know, the strongest man, the bestest man, in order for her and her children to survive. It's called hypergamy. And there's nothing wrong with hypergamy. The problem today, guys, is women. Women are the problem, okay? They slept around, they lost their virginity, they lost all pair bonding capabilities, and they become jaded. And that's why a lot of women out there, they hate men. They hate men because when they lost their virginity around the age of 12 or 13, or maybe even before that, they lost their virginity to the guy that they wanted to be with. So from the time they lost their virginity around 8, 9, 10, 11 years old until they become legal age at the age of 18, they've already had hundreds of guys in their life. So when the woman comes to you at the age of 30 saying, please, Mr. Alpha Male, let me suck your cock so you can take care of me, trust and believe, you're not her choice number 1, 2, 3, 4. Heck, you might not even be in the top 100 for her choice when she comes knocking on your door to be taken care of when shit hits the fan. So the bottom line here that I want to make for all of you guys out there watching this video is that please be very careful and wary of women who all of a sudden change their tune and now men are amazing, men are wonderful, I need to be with a man. They're still toxic, they're still abusive, they still hate men. It's just that their survival instinct has kicked in and they just have to be with any man. As long as you have a place to sleep and food to eat, they want to be with you. In fact, in Christianity, it says 7 women will chase after one guy by telling him, hey, I'll be your wife, just take care of me. But the reality of the matter is, these women are damaged, they're toxic, they're doing it out of survival, they're not doing it because they found Jesus, they're not doing it because they became good people. It has nothing to do with that, guys. It's all because these women need to be with you rather than fucking die outside in the cold weather, or die from hunger, or have a fucking dog or a grizzly bear, you know, chase after her out in the open. So these women, they need safety, they need security. They don't give a flying fuck about you. And I'm telling you this right now, right? A lot of guys in the manosphere, they're also gonna change their tune, and they too are gonna start saying, hey man, women are changing. Women are realizing that feminism was bad for them. So women today, they're changing. Women are now going to become good, submissive housewives. No. Women are not changing, guys, okay? Trust and believe, women are not changing. And this is why I armor Mitwali. This is why I travel. I travel, guys, so I can find inherently good women. This is what my goal is. My goal is to find inherently good women, gentlemen, okay? This is why I'm traveling throughout Eastern Europe. As you guys know, I was in the Balkans. Are they the Balkans? Yeah, they were the Balkans. I was in Romania, I was in Moldova, I was in Hungary. You know, next stop, God willing, is Latvia and Ukraine. So I'm doing a lot of traveling around the Eastern European countries simply to find women who are decent. At the end, you guys need to understand, okay? Not only are women like animals where they're totally subservient to their cult, to their environment, but also at the same time, like the Prophet Muhammad said, you need to find women who are inherently decent, meaning they don't go to the bar, they don't go to the nightclub, you know, they haven't lost their virginity at the age of 8, you know, they're not sleeping around with Al-Qaeda, with fucking Tyrone, you know, or some degenerate or some horrible, horrible human being. So the bottom line here, guys, is that I have to tell you is that if anything we learned from Turkey is that hyperinflation is coming. Turkey simply was a test run by the Zionists to see what's going to happen in a country that has almost 100 million people, in a country that's literally a bridge between East and West. And what we saw in Turkey, the people didn't rise up against the government, okay? The people actually became despondent, they became depressed, they became sad. And if the people are not gonna rise up against the government, they're gonna rise up against one another, okay? There's a reason why Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, there's a reason why these people live in communities that you guys don't even know exist, because they know. They know when shit hits a fan, and they are the ones behind it, okay? The Koch brothers, George Soros, these guys are behind what is to happen. So they know for full fact that when inflation and hyperinflation happens, society is gonna break down. Let me say that one more time. When hyperinflation happens, society will break down, okay? Us as single men, listen guys, I've been homeless, okay? I lived in a car. I ate 50 cent cans of tuna back, you know, 17 years ago when they were 50 cents for a can of tuna. Listen guys, I've went, you know, days without eating because I couldn't afford to eat. And for me, Amr Mitwali, as a single guy, that's totally fine. It's fine for me. It's fine for you as well. But if you have a family, especially if you're one of those slave wages, you see, guys, every guy out there who is a slave wage, who works for other people, They know deep down, these guys out there, they know that the only reason that girl is with them is because of financial security. This is why the number one reason why divorce happens, it happens because of financial issues. The guy is simply not making as much money as he used to, okay? This is why most marriages collapse, because either the woman is making more money now or the guy is just not making enough money anymore. So all these guys out there, when hyperinflation happens, you know, you can't get your girlfriend or your wife, you can't get her that brand new Louis Vuitton handbag, you know, you can't put food in the mouth of your kids, these guys will lose it. Turkey has shown us that men in relationships literally will break down, cry, and eventually that depression, that desperation is going to turn in anger against guys like you and me who got their shit together. So again, special shout out to TFM. Okay, when shit hits a fan, you don't want to be that white guy in the dark-skinned people's country because they're gonna come after you. This is why I, Amr Mitwali, go to white people country, right? So, that's my video for today, guys. I hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Okay, take care of yourselves. Peace!